This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Texas at risk of becoming the nation's radioactive waste dumping ground. Rules being rushed through during holiday season. A proposed radioactive waste import and export rule threatens to make Texas the nation's radioactive waste dumping ground, allowing waste from 36 states to be disposed of at the Waste Control Specialist site in Andrews County in West Texas. The facility is located about 5 miles east of Eunice on the New Mexico-Texas border. In 1985, Congress passed amendments to the Low-Level Radioactive Waste Policy Act that gave states the responsibility for disposing of their low-level radioactive waste. It encouraged states to enter into compacts that would allow them to dispose of waste at common disposal facilities. Texas proposed a compact with Vermont and Maine. SEED Coalition Director Karen Hayden said, quote, "More radioactive waste would mean increased financial, health, and environmental risks." Analysis by nuclear expert Dr. Arjun Makajani found that if the license was expanded and non-compact states were allowed in, there could be 19 times more radioactive waste than originally planned for, end quote. In 1993, an effort was made by Governor Ann Richards to limit the number of states that would be allowed to dispose of low-level radioactive waste at the site that was then planned for Hudspeth County, Texas. In 2007, the staff of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality recommended denying the radioactive waste license for the Andrews County site, saying that, quote, "groundwater is likely to intrude into the proposed disposal units and contact the waste from either or both of two water tables near the proposed facility." Nevertheless, the commission approved the site, resulting in the resignation of three staff members. The so-called low-level waste could include nuclear reactor vessels, poison curtains that absorb reactor core radioactivity, and sludges and resins. Diane Darigo of the non-governmental organization Nuclear Information and Resource Service said, quote, "six commercial radioactive waste dumps have leaked and cleanup will cost billions of dollars," end quote. Tom Smitty Smith of Public Citizen said, quote, "Dallas billionaire Harold Simmons, owner of Waste Control Specialist, would reap the profits while citizens bear all the risks." He advised, "Federal agencies and legislators should examine the increased risks of rail and highway accidents if the radioactive waste is shipped from around the country, as well as whether emergency responders are equipped to deal with accidents involving radioactive spills," end quote. Comments on the proposed rule are due on Sunday, December 26th. For more information and a sample comment letter, please visit nukefreetexas.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again and to make a tax-deductible contribution to CCNS, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.